Always great to kick things off with James Cummings. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well. I had the pleasure yesterday, courtesy of Inglis, to have a look at some of Victoria's leading stud farms. And we popped into Darley up there at Godolphin and was shown around by Andy Matkiff. And, gee whiz, we saw some stunning horse flesh. Sepoy looked amazing, impending. And we also got to see Asoria, who arguably could be the best broodmare in Australia because she's got a Stern, Elise, and Tassort. She is something to see, and there are more on the ground.
Yeah, she's a fantastic producer. Tell me, did Andy Mackie sell you any dogs and any stallions while you were there, Michael?
He knows that I don't have that type of money, but I would love to. He's a good salesman, Andy, but it was a beautiful opportunity to have a look around at both your farm and a few others as well. And no doubt everyone is counting down to Saturday because this could be one of the biggest days that you could have had since joining Godolphin. The horses you've got running at Caulfield and in Sydney doesn't get any better.
That's right. It's actually good to see. It's good to see that you visited our property there in Northwood Park. It's quite a beautiful old-fashioned Victorian property, actually, just by the Billabong there. And it's the location where horses like Best of Days, and Hartnell were able to spell before their autumn assaults. So we've got those horses in the futurity this weekend up against Elise, and I think we're pretty confident with all three of those horses that they're prepared to race very well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, you let us in. Let's start with the futurity, and Elise is the talking point for Caulfield tomorrow in that race because she has been so stunning since her return this time in. She's drawn 11 over the 1,400 at Caulfield. The one time she's been there, she got beaten as favourite in the 1,000 guineas. Was she over the top that day, or is there any little concern about getting around Caulfield?
Well, she definitely had peaked in her grand final a fortnight before that. And on reflection, coming up against Aloysia, who had been blocked for a minute to that race, and Shoals, who, you know, arguably now is one of the best mares in the country, outside of Winx. You know, I don't think the effort on retrospect was quite as bad as you might have felt walking off the track that afternoon, despite the fact that we thought she could beat those horses on the day. Now that we're back, 12, you know, we're back as a 4-year-old, and the circumstances are different. She has to step up to weight for age, but at Group 1 level, but she handled weight for age against the males and the expressway so beautifully that you'd be surprised if that was going to be a big hurdle. And she's capable of running well. She's just flying. She's going too well to expect her to run anything but a very, very strong race.
You're happy with that barrier? She's a big mare. It gives her time to settle and hopefully just reel them in?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting speed map and she's got her work cut out for her, But the association with Hugh, where she was able to win for him in the Christmas Classic at the end of December last year, can continue there in the futurity, and I think he'll know what she's capable of doing for him, and that's important that they have that bond already, and she's going to have to produce a Group 1 performance, and you don't get away with them lightly, so. Yeah, her task is certainly pretty challenging, and we'll see whether or not she's up to it.
You mentioned the speed map. We've got Manuel who'll go forward. Could we see Hartnell go forward again from barrier 8?
Well, you know what, that horse began so beautifully. He could have nearly sat outside the leader. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see that horse settle down close in the run. His last run in Melbourne, of course, he was up near the lead in the Dado Tanchinam. So I wouldn't imagine the early part of the spring before he came down. I can imagine him being closer if they go quite as sedate tempo as they did in the CF4 a fortnight ago.
And your other runner, Best of Days, has drawn nicely in Barrier 1, so he should get a good run. He looks like a horse who continues to improve. All in all, though, can you see Hartnell or Best of Days challenging Elise if she gets a race run to suit?
Well, the thing about Best of Days is it kind of reminds me of the way things unfolded for that horse in the Cantala that he was able to win so impressively. But I'd say, you know, if they were to get all their even luck and at their best in the form they're in so far this preparation, I think she's going to take some holding out.
We get the announcement of the top 10 a little later today, but as far as you're concerned, everything is on track to head to the All-Star Mile with Alizé?
Yeah, absolutely. There's something in the tank there for her to continue to improve with, but she's fit and firing, and she'll be ready to tackle that if she's she'll be ready to tackle that if she comes through in as good a shape from this futurity as she is in right now heading into it.
Gee, it's an interesting blue diamond this year. They look an even lot. There's no standouts, and Ethere's high up in betting, and she's been really impressive in her first two starts. What was your first reaction when Barry 11 came out?
Well,
a 13 it is, actually.
If it was 11, I would have been a little bit. No, I don't know too much when you have good ability like Love and Gabby and Shotmaker. They're out there drawn near her. You'd imagine I Am Immortal is going to have to go forward from his big barrier. You know, hopefully things work out well for us, but the bottom line is if she can turn into the race, then she's the type of filly that's capable of improving sharply on her first up performance. And there's no doubt on the corner at Caulfield, her first start there, she's capable of improving off that as if it was a really good lead up for the grand final and the Blue Diamond year.
We're just losing you a little bit here and there with your phone, James. We spoke to Willow during the week. He said after he worked her on Tuesday, he's got no doubt she's a horse to beat.
Well, look, I have a lot of respect for the opposition, and these are horses that seem to me to really be improving. I think their best is not yet fully exposed. So, you know, it's hard for me to say whether she's the horse to beat, but I know I can tell you she's never gone better, and she's capable of coming into this at her peak.
Gee, you got some other nice runners as well. Let's talk about Avilius in the Peter Young Stakes. Has he taken much improvement from his dominant first up win?
Yeah, he's enjoying his training, that horse, and I think he's ready to go again. His win was quite impressive given the solid tempo they set throughout, and as a naturally clean-winded horse, he was able to be well suited in that scenario. As a result, having been just kept ticking over nicely since then, he looks like he's capable of producing another good performance. But, you know, last preparation, we did tend to race that horse with a little more time between runs. So that'll be an interesting difference for Avilius on this occasion.
You're just as confident, though, about him on Saturday as you were before he was first up?
Well, you know, the guesswork there's a little less guesswork going into this weekend because he was so good second up last preparation, and now that he's got that run under his belt and put behind him the disaster of the Melbourne Cup, you've got to be a bit confident that he's returned just as well as he was going out, and on account of that, I'd be remiss of me not to be as confident as we were going into Caulfield in that home.
Take out Nature Strip, who has been flying, and it looks a pretty even bunch in this year's Oakley Plate. Encryption was good first up. Can he make the improvement to win a Group 1 Oakley Plate with just 50 kilos? Or what is he? What's Willow going to ride him at, 51?
He's going to ride 1 kilo over. That's been requested for true to the stewards for Craig to be able to rest on the horse. And one thing we really want to see in the Oakley Plate, Michael, is pressure. Mm. So tell me, do you think that mare from within is going to race there, or is he going to race at Rosehill?
We'll put in a call. I haven't spoken to the Toby Edmonds stable, but gee, it'll be a nice race for her to run a Group 1 $500,000 race. But you've got From Within, Eduardo from the outside. I'm not sure what they'll do with Brian Park indicating that he'd like to get a sit. We've got Fell Swoop going forward, so there'll be pressure. It's just a matter of how quick Nature Strips starts from Barrier 5. So they'll go fast. It's a matter of how much do they cut at each other.
Well, that's music to my ears if they do. I can really see Encryption improving up another half furlong in distance from his first up effort. He was probably short of a gallop going into that five furlong run, and now that's brought him on beautifully. I can visualise if the pack is quite bunched on the winning line. You know, right at the post, a horse like Encryption can come along and flash at them, and and get away with it with a lightweight because he's just been going too well. And like I've always felt since the end of the spring, his effort in the Group 1 Coolmore up the straight with that really strong finish was too impressive to ignore.
What about Tin Hat? Gee, the Zetative. You're going to get your watermark up against Zoo Sane. He's been simply brilliant this time in, winning 3 from 3, but he's up against an A grader in Zoo Sane. Do you think he's good enough to beat him?
Well, he's got the advantage of match fitness, and if the horse Tin Hat is capable of just drawing out some of the, you know, if he's just having to draw out Zoo Sane from his comfort zone a long way from home, you know, that can sometimes count for a lot. But he is a quality comp. I think the form out of the races that he's coming from is vastly superior to Tin Hat. So look, you'd have to just be mindful that he's up against it at set weights there. But we're really pleased with Tin Hat. It looks like he's coming along nicely and he's had a rip of preparation. So look, if he lines up there against a horse as good as Zoo Sane, I think he's capable of bringing him out of his comfort zone, and we'll find out whether that horse has got the class to overcome it.
Did you want to run him in the Oakley Plate and he missed a start, or did you have a change of heart?
We nominated him and had him to think about it. He was a fair way down the order of entry, and with a rating of 184, probably just put him too far out of the handicaps. That if he ultimately did claim a placing there, you would just lose the opportunity of winning so many races along the way that it didn't quite add up.
Mm. What about Savitiano? Will you be in Melbourne or Sydney with her?
I'll run that mare in Sydney, and it'll be interesting to see her perform first up after she was capable of winning first up after racing. And she looks really well. So it'll be an interesting test for her up against I Am Serious and horses like that.
She trialled really well. Arameo, Cossetot, who went down to Tassie, won the Derby for you, and Arameo, the step up in distance is going to suit. Who's your best in race two at Caulfield?
Oh look, I think that you can't discount the match fitness of Cossetot. He's coming back after a good little trip away in Tasmania there, and the class horse Arameo. I was delighted with the way he galloped during the week. I suppose it depends on where the pressure comes on in that race and who it suits more.
And in Sydney, all eyes are going to be on the Silver Slipper. Gee, it's an intriguing addition. Tassort, short price favourite. We've got a couple of highly regarded first starters as well. How's Tassort going this time in? Is he as good as he was when we saw him before his first start, or has he improved much?
Well, look, we've given him every opportunity to improve, having given him a good break and taking our time with him. This will be a really interesting test on Saturday. And, of course, one of the unknowns is the ice sitting at the moment. The soft nature of the track that was posted last night at Rose Hill. And of course, the wetter the track might be, the closer it might bring the expectations of those horses together with such an unknown. But the horse's win was just so impressive that you couldn't help but think you'd be brave taking him on. But two very well-bred colts that we've not even had the opportunity to see race yet. The horse... Born a Warrior is the same as Gay's horses. They're beautifully bred. They don't trial any more impressively than how those horses have trialed. And he's going to have to keep improving to hold out race fit horses like McLaren too. And I think that makes for a really interesting Silver Slipper this year.
Outside of Tassort, who's your best in Sydney?
Well, tell me this. When was the last debutante to win a Silver Slipper?
Oh, no, you got me there. Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you knew. I thought you were going to tell us something.
I think they changed the race date of that race. Bart used to run 2-year-olds in Silver Slippers, but I think that was, you know, more often when it was before the turn of the year.
All the good ones have come through at the Pieros, the Vancouver's. Gay loves using it, so it will be a race. You mentioned your grandfather. I got a text message today from Nick Egan, who was one of our great statisticians down here, who said that you've now trained 11 Group 1 winners. How many did Bart train at your age?
I think it might have been closer to one. then 11.
One, exactly right. You're not doing badly.
I must have too much dough on my hands if I know all that.
Yeah, you're a very, very good statistician. All right, let's put you on the test. Best anywhere in Australia over the weekend?
The best anywhere, I would say that while I'm actually thinking about the best anywhere in Australia, I'm listening for the way this horse sounds in his gallop at Osborne Park. So I'm trying to concentrate on two things at once. So forgive me for taking some time to answer it. But
who's the horse?
I really do like the way Elise is going, and I do enjoy tipping you the horses that I have in my hardest races, because that normally makes for a pretty fun weekend.
We like it too. We love your insight. Thanks for that, James. Good luck over the weekend.
No worries. Cheers.